hospitalization.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Hello, I'm Adam Ophis with Fort McMurray Matters. We're here today with James Hayward, principal of Frank Spraggins High School, which is the first Rainbow Space designation school in the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. Start off, James, what does that even mean?
So a Rainbow Space is any organization. It doesn't have to be a school. It can be a private business or a commercial enterprise, but any organization that fits some specific criteria from Pride YMM to indicate that they are a safe and welcoming space for LGBTQ2S individuals, a place where they can feel welcome and valued and come partake in whatever is happening there as an equal participant or an equal citizen to anyone else that might happen to visit that establishment or that organization.
So just even to kind of jump back there, because I'm brand new, and maybe some other people listening are as well, the Pride YMM, what is that?
So Pride YMM is sort of the advocacy group here in Fort McMurray to advocate for the full inclusion and full value treatment of all LGBTQ 2S individuals in Fort McMurray and throughout Alberta.
Okay, so you said now your school has adopted this Rainbow Space. How did you go about even starting that?
Right, so I first found out about this initiative back in May. And in May, I have to give some credit to our local chapter of the Alberta Teachers Association. Back in May, they held an online discussion panel from their Diversity, Equity, and Human Rights Committee. And that panel featured speakers throughout the community representing the LGBTQ 2S community here in Fort McMurray, and included several representatives from Pride YMM. One of those representatives is another teacher here in Fort McMurray by the name of Brooke McMillan. And she spoke about the Rainbow Spaces initiative. And when I heard her speak about that and what it entailed and what it was meant to achieve, I knew that it was a perfect fit for my school. My school does have a large LGBTQ2S student population. We are Fort McMurray's first outreach school. The school was established under a different name back in 1992. And it's been existing in one form or another since then. And so we're the first outreach school. And so the whole notion of a rainbow space promote the inclusion of this segment of our society, that was something that was really in line with the mission of being an outreach school. So when I heard her describe that, I knew that it was going to be a perfect fit for our school. And I knew that it was going to be something that we needed to pursue.
All right, we're going to be right back.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
We're back here with Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Adam Ophis, and I'm back here with James Hayward, the principal of Frank Spraggins High School, which is the first Rainbow Space designation school in the city and region. And I've also brought Sean Kreitz in here with me as well. And Sean and I, we both grew up in, well, we're in our 30s, so we grew up in places and at times where, I mean, there was no such thing as, this type of, safe space or inclusivity and stuff like that. Like, for instance, I know growing up, a buddy of mine wore a pink shirt to school one day, and he was, just for wearing a different type of shirt, ridiculed mercilessly to the point where our teacher had to call his parent to bring him a new shirt because it was so disruptive to class. Like, how is that kind of dealt with? Because, I mean, kids aren't trying to be mean, but, like, how is that dealt with?
I think part of it is, it needs to be something that is just normalized in our society, right? And, you used the example of the pink shirt, and that's a perfect example because you know, incidents like that regarding people being discriminated against by the color of the shirt that they wore. Now, well, that has now evolved into the whole pink shirt movement that all of our schools participate in every year. So that's had the effect of normalizing it. Right now, that message has been out there for well over a decade now. And I would like to think, you know, if a student wears a pink shirt to school nowadays, it's not that big a deal. Right. I know here at Frank Spragans, if a student were to wear a pink shirt, nobody would bat an eye, and that would be a very normal thing. So I think it's something that we need to be actively normalizing in our society, because these are contributing members of our society who, you know, they deserve a full and effective education. They deserve to be part of a school community where they are valued and they are welcomed and their contribution is invited. So it can't just be done by me. It can't just be done by our school. It is going to have to be a concerted effort by all of society to engage in this to a point where it becomes normalized. And, you know, eventually the goal someday is we'll get to a point where you and I are not having this discussion right now because it's not an item in the news or an issue in society. It's just what it is. It's just what's normal, right? So that's what we're striving towards. And it's all about the normalization because, quite frankly, it is normal, right? These are important people in our society, just like anybody else. You know, it shouldn't be an issue. It should just be what's normal, what happens every day.
So, Sean, even growing up where you grew up, like, so in Regina, right?
That's where correct, you grew up? Yeah.
Like, yeah, what did you grow up with in school? Like, what was it like for you?
Oh, man, it was... going to school in like the 2000s, I guess. I don't think people could fully express themselves just out of fear, basically. And it sucked that it was that way, that people couldn't fully do that. And then, well, it's true because I see friends that I grew up with now who maybe are part of the LGBTQ+ community. And it's just like, oh, like I hate what it was, because we're still so good of friends right now in the present time. So yeah, it's just amazing to see what Frank Spragans is hopefully springboarding towards, more schools hopefully coming on board.
Yeah, which kind of leads to what I was going to ask too is, do you feel like, you know, you guys kind of jumping first into the pool here, is this going to lead, well, hopefully, maybe other schools from jumping into this?
That is absolutely my hope. You know, when we took on the initiative of becoming a rainbow space, and I hadn't began my discussions with Brooke as to what that was going to require for us to do in order to get that designation, I found out that we were already doing the vast majority of things or meeting the vast majority of criteria that it required. We just, you know, we needed to engage in a little bit of extra training for the school staff. And then once we did that, we met the criteria. So it is Pride YMM. Working with them has been fantastic. And they are so accommodating. And they will work with any school that wants to take this on. And they're so accommodating. And it doesn't have to be an intrusive process. It's not intrusive at all. It's very easy. And like I was saying, I suspect that many of our schools are already meeting some of the criteria that are required in order to get this designation. So certainly that was our hope. There's a couple things that we wanted to come out of it when we got the designation. The first part was we already felt that we were an LGBTQ2S friendly school. That was something that we were striving to do before we even heard of Rainbow Spaces. But when we heard about that, we realized, you know, if we were to get this designation, that's going to allow us to advertise this aspect of our school in a more formalized way. And hopefully that allows us to send out a beacon to individuals that are struggling in that area or need to feel welcomed or valued at a school, that they'll know that Frank Spragans is a place that they can go to be welcomed into a school community. Our hope was that by allowing other schools to see that they would then take on the initiatives themselves to go down that road and pursue that designation for their own schools. And I know from my conversations with Brooke from Pride YMM that she would absolutely welcome that. So any schools, and it doesn't have to be schools either, any organizations in the Fort McMurray area that would like to take on this initiative of inclusivity, I would highly encourage them to reach out to Brooke at Pride YMM and get the ball rolling.
Again, we'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
With Fort McMurray Matters, I'm Adam Ophis. I'm also joined with our very own Sean Kreitz. And we're here with James Hayward, principal for Frank Spragans High School, which is the first Rainbow Space designation school in the regional municipality of Wood Buffalo. James, I do got something I really want to ask you here. Now, you had actually mentioned earlier about inclusivity training for staff. Now, teaching kids is one thing. They're young. They're willing to learn new things. How have you felt like teaching the staff? Because I know growing up in a small rural community, like they were what's deemed the old school people, and I couldn't even picture teaching my old gym teacher or my old science teacher trying to teach them this. So how has that been?
Well, a couple things in regard to that. Number one, my staff is definitely not that old school staff that we all might have grown up with, and that was certainly my experience as well growing up back home on Prince Edward Island. But no, my staff here, they're a perfect fit for the outreach model because genuinely at heart, they just want to see students succeed, regardless of that student's background or any other aspect of who they are as a person. We just want kids to graduate and we want kids to succeed here. So my staff is already in the frame of mind where this is something that they would gladly take on because I know that they're all on board and they would all see this as a positive benefit for the school and for our students. And in addition to that, I would also say Fort McMurray School District in general engages in a lot of professional development. We have designated Fridays throughout the school year that are called Professional Learning Fridays. And in fact, it was one of our Professional Learning Fridays that we used to do the training for the Rainbow Space. So the teachers in this school district are not foreign to being students themselves. It's a very normal thing in our school district. And it's something with Fort McMurray teachers engaging in all of the time. So this is not something that would be strange or out of the ordinary for them. Nowadays, being a student yourself is a part of being a teacher.
Well, that's absolutely amazing to hear because I know my friend who had gotten ridiculed for the pink shirt, still to this day as an adult, that day gets referenced, even though that was 25 years ago. So I know this will help a ton of kids. And, you know, these are kids who are going to become adults and they're going to be having kids and teaching people. So this really can spread things widely. Was there anything else maybe you would like to add or you think perhaps we might have missed today?
The big thing I would say is I'd like to mention our school motto, which is we refer to ourselves as the school where everyone belongs. And so I'd just like to echo that. Any students out there who are looking for a school community where you will be welcomed and valued as a part of our school community, we'll welcome you. We serve grades 10 to 12. So if you're in one of those grades and you're looking to be a part of a school community, we would certainly welcome you here. And the only other things I would like to add to that is, again, I would like to encourage all schools in Fort McMurray, both the Fort McMurray Public School District as well as the Catholic District as well, to undertake this process of becoming a Rainbow Space. As educators, our mission that we've been tasked with is to educate all students, regardless of who they are as a person or at their background. So I would encourage other schools and other organizations in the Fort McMurray area to begin the process of going down this road. I encourage you to reach out to Brooke McMillan at Pride YMM, and I know that they would be more than happy to take any of you under their wing and guide you through the process of becoming a Rainbow Space as well.
Well, thank you very much, James, for joining us today on Fort McMurray Matters. I really appreciate it. This was extremely educational, especially for me. Sean, do you have anything you'd want to...
James, I have one question for you. What emotions and how are you feeling being the principal of the very first school? What kind of feeling were you going through? Was that a good feeling?
It's a great feeling. And You know what? I have to be honest. It's a feeling that I'm able to experience quite often at this school, because, you know, the rainbow space is one aspect of being an outreach school. But honestly, working at an outreach school in general is just such a very rewarding experience. I can't say enough about the feeling that you get helping an underprivileged student achieve success, graduate high school, and go on to have a successful future. You know, if you were to speak to my staff, they would all say the same thing. There's no better day in the year for them than graduation day, because graduation means so very much to our students who, you know, at some points in their lives may have expected that they would never graduate from high school. You know, so to see those reactions of our students on that graduation day, you know, regardless of their background, regardless of who they are as a person, when they walk across that stage and they shake your hand and they get that diploma and they have achieved something that they thought they may never achieve, it doesn't get any better than that. And that is certainly the most rewarding part of being a principal of an outreach school.
Man, giving me goosebumps over here. Y'all, teachers, man, all the praise you get, you need more. I'll tell you that.
Thank you very much for joining us, James. And thank you again, Sean, for joining us on this one. This was Fort McMurray Matters. Be sure to tune in every weekday at noon for another Fort McMurray Matters. As well, if you somehow missed it here or want to hear it again, some more information, you can check it out on our website, as well as it's also available on podcast on iTunes and Google Play Music.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.